So, Chris, I know the trustees, yourself, the church in general has been under a lot of pressure with decisions and
Oh,
things.
yeah, lots of choices
Is
to make.
there more of those to come?
So, can you believe that construction has already started on this shelter?
Yeah. I mean, there was so much going into it. It seems like it's.
I can't. Actually, I was thinking last week, as soon as the lease agreement was signed, it was boom, rock and rolling, phone calls, meetings, drawings, adjustments, changes. And then last week they start showing up. And this week they're just, well, today, right now, they're downstairs. You can hear them. You might be able to hear them in the recording. Yeah, maybe, probably not. Off
You
we
know,
go.
yeah. Well, you know, we've been waiting for this for it's almost 2 years, it seems like.
So you guys have been waiting for
Yeah.
this for 2 years.
Yeah.
I came in during the easy part. Like, you guys had already decided you want to do it. And so then I just started attending meetings. This has been nice.
I would not say you had the easy part.
Well, we're here. We're here.
It was real slow before, you know.
The congregation yesterday made a really important choice that helps move this project along. The demolition crew came in this morning. It's from, I saw it on the van, Neal Enterprises. That's where the demo crew is coming from. But there's a guy from Wolson, which is the general contractor. He's out front right now taking laser level and measurements to build a ramp.
I said hello on my way in.
Good, good. Yeah. So, yeah, they're rocking and rolling. I think there's going to be a fence going up in the parking lot any day now. And that's just to surround a dumpster. And then later, maybe they'll park a vehicle there or two or something like that. So that should be showing up pretty soon. But with demolition happening, I mean, it's going to be a lot of. I feel so sorry for those guys. They have to carry all of the material out of the basement up steps. There's no way to get it up any other way. Like, there's not even a window opening big enough that you could put a, you know, some kind of belt or something that could unload the material. They're going to have to do it, you know, bucket by bucket or bag by bag.
How much material do they have to remove? I was just down there. It looks pretty clean in that space.
So if they're tearing down any walls,
Yeah.
there'll be that. And then anything from the ceiling will come down. The flooring is already up, so that's it. I guess it is. It's a big open space, so there won't be that much material. But they are cutting into the concrete floor to put in, you know, sewer lines and plumbing and electrical, I assume. So that's going to be that kind of material will be coming out.
We're going to be dust free.
Yeah, I think so. They'll
Sure.
wall it off with plastic. You know, there may be a little more dust, but nothing major. If the asbestos remediation is any indication, there was,
Sure.
I mean, I saw no dust from that. I know they're doing a negative pressure setup so that the air is sucked out of the building in a certain way, not up into the building. So that'll help.
Good, then I won't have to come in here and dust my desk
I
off,
don't think
right?
so. I don't think so. So yeah, off they go.
I know we haven't really seen anything yet, but it looks like next week it's gonna really look like something's going on here.
I think so. The demo guys said they'd be here for 3 weeks. So we'll start seeing, you know, that action every day. But in terms of new things coming in, I'm not sure. Besides the ramp, I'm not sure when we're going to start seeing new things. And you're really not going to see much new until you're in the basement.
I just mean activity.
Oh, yeah, activity. Yeah, we'll see a lot of activity. So yeah, the church made a big decision yesterday. Oh, sorry, guest. If you're here wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about a emergency, low barrier emergency shelter that is being built into the basement of Otterbein United Methodist Church. This is something that the church has been working on for a couple of years with the Lancaster County Housing and Redevelopment Authority, and they have come to agreement, and so we are going to be hosting this shelter for a long time. I think the lease was signed for 15 years with options to keep going. So this is a generational investment in the community that's going to happen here in the basement. And so we were talking about the construction that is just now starting, and they've been waiting for it for quite some time.
I think the residents of the city, or unhoused people, if you will, have been waiting for it for a long time.
Yeah, I've been talking with our neighbors that hang out at the steps around the church. We've got some folks that are regularly here. So I was talking with one this morning. She didn't know a whole lot about the shelter, so I told her what I could, and she said that's a great idea. She's looking forward to it. There's two or three neighbors that I talked to 2 days ago, 3 days ago, just to give them an update, and they're pretty excited. I talked to someone who lives across the street on his porch, and then his roommate came up, and they were excited for it. They were like, you know, I think he said that he had used a shelter in his past and it had saved his life. So I think there will be varying opinions in the neighborhood, and we should expect that. But so far, the feedback has been really positive. I think what we're going to do as a church, well, I know what we're going to do as a church is we're going to host some neighborhood informational gatherings.
Sure.
Something that just allows, you know, we'll invite the surrounding neighborhoods and just let them ask questions. We'll answer what we can. I think people just sometimes need to talk about it and ask questions, and that helps everyone. And then afterwards, take them on a tour of the construction site. I think that'll help. We'll do that, I think, 3 times. I hope that helps, you know, the neighborhood stay informed on what's going on. But all of the feedback that I've heard so far has been fairly positive. You know, they're ready for this to come, and they hope it'll help the people it's intended to help.
Yeah, I know from working at the Y, there's been several times somebody's come in looking for emergency shelter for that day, that night. I had nowhere to tell them to go exactly.
Yeah. Well, there was one that just shut down a few days ago because they had to shut down. There were 40 beds, I think.
Yeah, but I think they were like full most of the time.
This thing isn't going to be ready soon enough, but there's nothing we can do about that. December 12th is when it's targeted to open. Of course, we know sometimes construction deadlines have to be pushed for unforeseen circumstances, but they are really working hard towards that. They got the asbestos remediation done fast. They were working Saturdays. They wanted to get that done. And I think that's the way Wilson is going to be looking at this. They'll do what they can to keep things moving. So maybe we can talk about what folks can expect to see over the next few days or a few weeks when they're coming to the church. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll help.
Well, they're going to see a new ramp.
Yeah, there's going to be a temporary ramp out front. It's a long ramp with a landing because for ADA compliance, you have to build it the right way.
I'm assuming once that ramp goes in, the back door is going to be bending.
Once the ramp is up on Clay Street and they're ready, then they'll let us know. And then, the parking lot entrance will no longer be our main entrance. So for, I don't know, the next 3 months, we'll enter on Clay Street. And there's two doors on Clay Street. There's one that, you know, you go in and you have to walk up some steps. But then there's this other one that will be on the ramp. So you can just have a nice slow incline to the main level.
Yeah, well, it'll be nice during the fall.
It will be wonderful.
I mean, a lot of people don't see that or aren't physically ever out there on the face of our church here. It's a beautiful church. And I always come in from the street side.
Yeah, I'd never thought of it that way. It does. Instead of entering from the parking lot, you get kind of the beauty of walking in this gorgeous old church in its old entrance. Yeah. Parking is going to be affected a little bit. So we have about 50 spaces, I think, in our parking lot. And then, of course, we've got parking on the street. And then the food hub, we're grateful for this. The food hub allows us to have overflow parking in their parking lot on Sunday mornings. So we've got that much parking normally. When the fence comes in for construction, that will take up maybe 10 spaces, but that's it. So that leaves, I think, plenty of spaces for those. There are people who rent parking spaces in the parking lot. Well, we still have room for that. There'll be room for the construction vehicles. I know they're going to be coming and going, and sometimes they might block your normal way in during the week, and you might have to wait for them to move around a little bit or choose a different way in. For the most part, we won't be negatively affected that way, which is good. And then they're going to mark off free handicap spaces on the street at different points. So for those who need to get to that ramp and need to be close to an easy up to the curb, that's where those spaces will be. So not too bad. Little adjustment.
So Chris, I know the trustees, yourself, the church in general has been under a lot of pressure with decisions and things.
Oh yeah, lots of choices to make.
Is there more of those to come?
I think the big stuff is done. The big stuff is done. The decision, are we going to host this shelter for 15, 20, 30 years and the impact that that has on our ministries, mm-hmm. are we committed to that? That decision was made. It was a resounding yes. Then not long after that, the Lancaster County Housing Redevelopment Authority came to us and they said, can we talk about the kitchen? And that would be another kind of major decision that the church had to make. I can say I'm thankful the decision has been made. So listener, if you're wondering what they wanted to do, they asked if they can use the kitchen that's in the basement, which is alongside where the shelter will be. And it's a rather large space. They asked if they could turn that kitchen into a laundry facility, not for the neighbors that will be staying in the shelter, but for the linens. It's a lot. There's 80 beds they want to put down there, a maximum of 105 beds. And they want to be able to wash those linens regularly, keep them clean. And so they calculated they would save $40,000 a year on operations cost for this shelter if they can do the laundry on site. So they wanted to turn the kitchen into a laundry facility with the proper equipment, vented properly, with folding tables, and with good storage for the linens.
And they decided to do this after the lease agreement was signed.
They did. And God love them. They're trying to pull this together as best they can, and they're doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And they also said, you know, we wish we could have come to this sooner, but we were just able to figure this out now. So what the church had to do was a little introspection.
Yeah.
There is no ministry without food. Food is people glue, a good friend of mine says. You can't do ministry. You can't be a growing church without food. It's not really a ministry event without food, I think. Kind of like it's not a ministry event without music. Like there's no party without music, right? So
yeah, there's ingredients that you need for an event.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just a boring meeting in a hall.
Yeah.
So what we had to do is say, okay. So they had generously offered to build a small caterer's kitchen that their staff needs. It's this little kitchen for what their staff would need. And so in the meeting and discussion process over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at options and how could the layout work. And meanwhile, the congregation has been thinking about the future of this church and. Mm-hmm. And where do we want to have meeting space? And how do we want to use the basement when we need to do a party or a youth gathering or a funeral meal? How do we want to do that? And so yesterday after worship, we had a wonderful discussion, looked over four different options that the county, their architect had drawn up, Steve Funk with Murata, Maine had drawn up for us, and talked pros and cons. Congregation asked lots of questions, good questions, the right kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that we had time for those who use the kitchen most. There are certain people in the church that make fellowship meals or just use the kitchen more than others. So we wanted to make sure they were heard. And at the end, we just took kind of a straw vote. What do you think? You know, option A, B, C, or D? And they went with the option that gives the county the full space, full kitchen, plus the men's bathroom that's next to the kitchen, to turn that whole space into a laundry facility that's a good size, mm-hmm. and then a caterer's kitchen that's a good size that will provide them with plenty of space for their staff. And we can also, when we need to use the fellowship hall for the occasional meal, there's the right kind of stuff there that we can use to make a meal. We won't be able to cook in that space, which is a real bummer. That's where the future thinking comes.
Yeah.
That's where we dream again. What's next for the church? How might we do community meals in the future? And where? Do we have them in another space in the church on the first floor? Maybe we'll be doing that thinking. And I was encouraged yesterday. This congregation that has been willing to sacrifice so much for the community, was willing to do it again in a way that really forces them to think through ministry differently. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that they were able to do that. And that we had, it was nearly unanimous. And the ones that were kind of voting a different way, they were looking at an option that was very close to the one we agreed with. So it was not like there were no hands that said, hey, we don't want to do anything down there. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, these are all decent options. This one is the one we think works best. And they're going with it. And so I let the LCHRA know. And one of our trustees contacted our on-site construction contact, and they're rocking and rolling. So today at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. trustees are coming in. Some of the trustees are coming in, start packing up dishes from the kitchen. So we got to move all that stuff out.
I know there's a bunch in there.
Yeah, there are cabinets and cabinets of beautiful stuff. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. But it just needs to be moved out so they can do the demolition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it speaks to just this general community project that involves these partners that are working together in a way that I've never seen a church that I've been at do. This opportunity mm-hmm. has never come before. And so I come to this church and this opportunity is just sitting right here and the congregation is jumping on it. I love it.
Oh, I think for a city church that once was a substantial community member that's shrunk like so many. Having some kind of, it's a hope for their ministry.
They're making good decisions mm-hmm. about a future that just they can't see. We can't see the future, mm-hmm. but they're hopeful about it. That's the key. That's key. I mean, you got another option. Mm-hmm. You can always choose despair. Mm-hmm. That's always an option. You can choose milquetoast mediocre if you want, but they are choosing something risky and radical.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So the shelter continues, the construction continues. We'll start hearing more noise soon.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's more like it begins.
Yeah, that's true. It begins.
The construction begins.
But the impact on the ministries of the church, I think, are relatively. I mean, they're manageable. They're manageable impacts, mm-hmm. and we're learning as we're going. We're thinking through, mm-hmm. like, okay, all right, so. During the day, we're going to have workers, downstairs doing their thing. Oh, do we need to adjust something? We're going to have a new entrance opening. Do we need to adjust something? Do we need to get signs? We're mm-hmm. doing that thinking as we go. But professionals are in and doing the work downstairs, and everything is going pretty well.
I'm looking forward to the process.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our shelter update.
Yeah.
For the day. Okay, so we got our shelter update for the day. Do we want to talk about church stuff or is that on another episode? You know what? Let's tease them.
All right.
Soon, in a world covered in construction, with vehicles going everywhere, a church does the work of the people of God. Stay tuned for more. How's that?
I'm excited.
Can you remember? Yeah. Glad you tuned in today. We look forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey, Anybody Listening?